Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Very important subject, and we are very fortunate to have a guest lined up who can help us understand more about some very important subjects. And here they are. There are growing risks and issues for people as they age, and I see this firsthand doing the work I do and helping people plan their retirement, that as people age, they get older, dementia, Alzheimer's, cognitive impairment, these sorts of things become an issue. And how do you deal with that? How do you plan for that? How do you prepare yourself and your loved ones? All of that. And we are very lucky because Margarita Correa is our guest today. She's associate editor of Bank, and let me get the proper title for her, Bank Investment Consultant, associate editor of Bank Investment Consultant, and that's a magazine. Is that correct, Margarita?
That's right. It's okay. A magazine.
All right. I kind of tripped over it there because I was going to explain it a different way. But anyway, the website, bankinvestmentconsultant.com, and we're very glad to have Margarita here. She's the associate editor. The publication covers retirement, investment issues, business, regulatory topics that are real relevant for bank-based financial advisors. She's been writing for them for 4 years. Articles have appeared also in the Wall Street and Financial Planning, on Wall Street and Financial Planning. She recently won 2 awards for articles she wrote on the problems advisors face when working with clients suffering from Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. You see why we have her on the program. And she has been awarded Best in Business from the Society of Business Writers and Editors. And she's just she's getting recognized all over the place with these awards. So we're very fortunate to have her with us. So Margarita, let's dive in here. And dementia, this is a real serious and growing risk for people in retirement, not only for the people who come down with these conditions, but also for their families. And also, you know, the challenges that an advisor like me faces in working with them.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, this is a multifaceted issue.
Absolutely. Advisors are going to be dealing with more clients who are cognitively impaired or, you know, they're suffering from Alzheimer's or, you know, other forms of dementia. Today, according to the Alzheimer's Association, there are 5.1 million Americans over the age of 65 who have Alzheimer's. And by 2025, 7.1 million Americans over the age of 65 will have Alzheimer's. By 2050, that number will triple to 13.8 million. So as baby boomers continue to retire and the population ages, this is an issue that advisors are going to be dealing with more and more.
So the thing that comes to my mind, and some of this is going to be very, very, very much self-indulgent on my part,
okay.
Margarita, so bear with me here, but I have a million questions that come from my own personal experience working with people. I do a lot of work with baby boomers and retirees, and the first question is, in your work and research and writing these articles, what are some of the things you've seen and heard and read and incorporated into your work about how to identify these conditions or these situations so that, you know, appropriately it can be planned for and or it can be addressed?
Right. Well, some of the signs of diminished capacity, you know, it starts with obvious things like memory loss. You know, they can't remember people's names or important dates like their birthdays or names of their family members. So, you know, those are obvious signs that you know, advisors need to pay attention to when working with their clients. You know, they may make a poor, you know, there may be a diminishment in their judgment where, you know, they can be taken by scam artists because, they may start giving large amounts to telemarketers, for example, or they may start closing accounts or terminating investments without regard to penalties. So, you know, their judgment starts to go, they start to lose their memory, they start having difficulty understanding simple concepts, they may have trouble balancing a checkbook, you know, doing simple math. So, you know, these are all signs that, you know, that the client may be losing their mental acuity.
Mm. So, okay, I'm sitting with somebody. I see some of these signs, or maybe it's an existing client of mine, not just a prospective client of mine, Margarita, and I see this, and this may be a tough one for you to answer. You may not know, or you may it may be something that's outside the scope of our conversation today, but I see signs, and what do I then do? What are my duties? What are my responsibilities? And do I, you know, say, hey, by the way, let me have your son, daughter, their telephone number. I need to give them a call. I mean, what do you do when you see signs?
Well, I think the best thing to do is to be very straightforward
okay.
with the client. You may want to say, you know, John or Judy, you know, I'm starting to have a few worries about your memory. You know, do you notice, have you been noticing that you're having issues with your memory, or has your family been noticing? So you may want to start the discussion that way. Now, granted,
like
it's
that.
Going to be a very difficult discussion, but I think the best thing to do is really to bring it up right then and there. And, you know, it's a good idea to get the family members involved right away. One of the issues for advisors is that there are privacy issues. So,
yeah, that was kind of what I had in the back of my mind as I was asking
that
question.
Yeah, there definitely are privacy issues where an advisor cannot reach out to a family member without the client's permission.
Mm-hmm.
So the advisor may ask for permission. You know, I'm having some concerns about your memory. You know, I think it might be a good idea to bring in your son or daughter. So hopefully the client will agree to do that. If he doesn't agree, if the client refuses to give permission, then the advisor is in a really tough spot.
How about this?
He can't reach out to the,
yeah.
you know, he can't reach out to the family member.
Well, you made me just think of an idea. Tell me what you think of this.
Okay.
How about this? How about I have a simple, if part of somebody becoming a client, they understand that, you know, because a lot of work I do, and a lot of the words my clients hear, Margarita, is advocacy, fiduciary, looking out for you, defending you, on your side. They hear all of that when they work with me, because that's my role. What if during the intake process where I'm asking them to sign an agreement to hire me to manage your money or whatever it is, what if I say, look, there may come a time when you slip a little bit. We all are going to slip. We're all going to have our memory not be as strong tomorrow as it is today. What if that happens? Can I look out for you in a way where, you know, you give me some of your family that maybe I could reach out to? In other words, kind of ask for permission within the context of looking out for them and getting them to see that it's part of that advocacy role. I mean, obviously somebody could say, no, I don't want that. But do you think that might be one way to try to at least open up the conversation and tell them that this day is going to come? And, you know, because I also do some work with estate and trust planning. And in some cases, I'm a trustee or executor. So it's all part of, you know, kind of a continuum of care, if you will, you know, that pertains to that person. What about that approach?
Well, that's a wonderful approach, and that's absolutely what's recommended. When an advisor takes on a new client, this is definitely a question that they should ask, and it should be framed in the way that you just described it. You know, we all decline with age, and, you know, we should have someone on hand that we can reach out to if we start having problems. Now, you said it a lot better than I did, but definitely that is a terrific approach, and it's something that all advisors should do. And this conversation is a conversation that they should have every year, and to update that the information about the contact person annually.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've heard the Continuing Care Retirement Community, CCRC, and this is a twist on that. I'm thinking Continuing Care Retirement Consulting or Consul or Counseling or something. But anyway, very helpful, Margarita. You're answering questions you didn't even know I was going to ask.
No, not at all.
That's excellent. If you're just joining us, Margarita Correa is our guest today, Associate Editor of Bank Investment Consultant. Bankinvestmentconsultant.com is the website. A lot of interesting stuff there. You know, news about changes and top stories within the financial industry, especially relevant to our conversation today. Let's grab a quick break and we'll come back and talk with Margarita more. We've got other questions to pose, so stay right there.
Hi, I'm Teresa Rand with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. Our Y has 6 locations to help you reach your health and fitness goals. With a focus on healthy living, youth development, and social responsibility, there are many different options to get your family involved, such as sports, swim, exercise, and much more. For more information on how your Y can help with your health and fitness goals, check out www.vfymca.org.
And we are back. Margarita Correo on the line, associate editor of Bank Investment Consultant. There you are. I was hoping you didn't go anywhere. We've got more to talk about here at bankinvestmentconsultant.com. And a lot of good insight there, Margarita. Thank you very much. I'm going to try to work on some of that and may bounce it off of you for, you know, what you think about that approach. Now, you know, there's a lot of things that could play into that. And another aspect to this is when there is a change of where there is an identification and where the family does get involved, but there's a power of an attorney or there's a guardianship or conservatorship put in place for the person and their property to take care of them. And maybe they're on their own. Maybe their spouse has already passed before them, that there are things that people need to plan for and be prepared. And again, this is all about preparing plans, but, you know, people need to know. You know, one of the things I tell people is talk to your family. Tell them what the plan is. You don't have to tell them all the infinite details, but talk to them, because you kind of alluded to this earlier, and this is something that I've seen and I talk to people or caution people about, and that is that there are scams that occur. There are caregivers and other family members that will influence the senior and the person maybe who has the reduced mental capacity and get them to make changes, and sometimes heirs are left out in the cold and other people end up with the money.
Yes, this is definitely something that does occur, and it is an issue. In many cases, you know, especially involving people with dementia, unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there who are looking to take advantage of them. And very often, it's not strangers, but sometimes it's even within the family. You know, that do things that really aren't in the client's best interest.
Yeah.
And it's really the advisor who needs to step in if they can.
Yeah, we have to walk a line. We have to be very careful. And, you know, for the other advisors out there that, you know, that this is relevant to, if I had any question in my mind, Margarita, I'm going to talk to an attorney before I go any further, because there are rules, you know, there are rules, so privacy issues, but there's also just, you know, common sense things you got to be very careful with. Let's go to another subject, because there's so many things we can hit on. I want to make sure we hit a couple key things. And that next one is, I know you've also written about advisors working with people where the clients end up needing to go on Medicaid. And this is an issue where diseases like Alzheimer's and other situations like that can really derail the person's financial plan. And what are some of the things you've seen, or what are some of the suggestions you would have about dealing with that possibility?
Right. Well, you know, of course, planning is very important. We've been talking about that, and the sooner you start, the better. You know, sometimes you may have a very good plan in place, but sometimes life, you know, just doesn't work out according to plan. And in my article, I write about an advisor whose father was a successful medical malpractice attorney. And but he wound up on Medicaid, and the reason for that, well, there were a lot of reasons, but he had a heart condition. He suffered the first of five heart attacks at the age of 47. He thought that he would outlive his wife. He did not. The wife died first. You know, thinking that he would be the one to die first, he had a life insurance policy. His wife had a long-term care insurance policy because actually Alzheimer's ran in her family. So the wife winds up dying first, and because he developed Alzheimer's, he has the added misfortune of being taken advantage of by a young woman who lived in his condominium building.
Really?
So he winds up, you know, living off of his Social Security checks and his VA checks, and he winds up on Medicaid, you know, because, you know, like as I said, life sometimes doesn't go according to plan, and it's very important that you stress test your financial plan. So you throw in, you know, well, what if this happens? What if that happens? And you try to make accommodations and to your plan that way.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, here's a another question from, you know, dealing with this every day, Margarita. So what do I say, and maybe you got some perspective from here, what do I say to the person who's, you know, I've met with them, it's pretty obvious to me that they need to at least look at long-term care, and maybe they say, look, oh, that, you know, they dismiss it for whatever reason. There's a bunch of different reasons people might cite. They won't consider long-term care or even consider it, look at it. Maybe they need an estate or trust or, you know, other type of planning. Don't want to deal with that. Maybe they don't even want to do a power of attorney or some of the other more basic documents. You know, any techniques or any suggestions on how to jar them into really taking an honest look at this and dealing with something that they may not want to?
Yeah, well, it's definitely a challenge. You know, people do not want to face the prospect of growing old. But long-term care is just one way in which to, you know, address the issue of long-term care expenses in the future. And, I suppose advisors should discuss that with their clients. And they should document everything they write, everything they recommend, and, you know, have a record of recommendations that they make. Because I do know of a case where an advisor had recommended a client that they buy long-term care insurance, and they refused. They didn't want to buy the care. And then when the couple wound up in nursing homes, the family turned around and sued the advisor for not recommending long-term care.
Right.
Which in fact he had, but because he hadn't documented it, he got into trouble.
Yeah. It's a crazy world that you the documentation that sometimes required to prove you are, you know, did look out for the person. Yeah, that's an unfortunate, you know, reality of the world we live in. And I mean, but the costs are very significant, and it is not an unusual thing for people to find themselves depleting their assets. And there are times when there's no way they're going to be able to address these with some of the insurance products. One of the things I find sometimes, Margarita, in those situations, if one person can't get it, it really makes it doubly important for the other person to at least look at it, because those assets are going to be needed to address the potential long-term care of the person who can't get it. So those assets can't pull double duty and also provide often for the other person.
True.
Yeah. So it's an interesting and challenging thing that people have to deal with. And the other thing, when you talk about Medicaid, you know, this is a little bit philosophical, but you know, Medicaid was not designed to be for everybody and not designed for people who have assets. So, you know, it's there for a reason. It's a safety net. But people that do have resources need to leverage those resources and get care and not try to, you know, pretend they're broke to be able to qualify for benefits that were never intended for themselves in the first place.
True.
So pardon my philosophy there, but I see that sometimes. I'm like, really? You're going to really go around your elbow to get to your knee? Come on. Seriously? Don't do that. All right. Good stuff, Margarita. Margarita Correa is our guest today, Associate Editor of Bank Investment Consultant. Next, after the break, we're going to talk about some of the products out there to address these long-term care costs, and we'll do that. Stay right there. We'll come right back.
Retirement planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. It also doesn't have to be done in a hurry or with sales pressure. Since starting Holland Financial in 1997, it has been David Holland's mission to help individuals, couples, and families plan their futures with personalized financial planning. David puts himself in his client's shoes and recommends products and services he would choose for himself or his family. If you'd like to learn more about Holland Financial or to schedule a one-on-one consultation with David, simply call 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. No cost or obligation. Or visit PlanStronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And we are back. Margarita Correa is our guest today, Associate Editor of Bank Investment Consultant. That's the magazine. Bankinvestmentconsultant.com is the website. And if you'd like to share experiences you've had with advisors regarding relatives with dementia, you can contact Margarita at, we got a number to shout out, right, Margarita?
That's great.
All right. Yes. 212-803-8791. 212-803-8791. And you can, of course, email her. You want me to give the email out as well?
That would be great.
Okay, cool. Margarita is spelled with a D, not a T. Margarita.Correa, C-O-R-R-E-I-A, at sourcemedia.com. So let's get back to the conversation, Margarita. The other thing that has been, of course, an evolution within the insurance industry, and I've watched this for 2 decades now. I've seen these the insurance companies evolve their products, one out of a maturing industry and more experience about claims and more experience about costs and all of that. And also the client experience, the customer experience, the person that buys the policy, their experiences and feedback, and also what advisors think over time. So all of that has conspired and pulled together to form how these insurance products have evolved and changed. And today, the long-term care or ways to address long-term care costs are very different and have proliferated greatly from what they originally were.
Yes, they certainly have evolved, over the last 20 years or so. They have evolved, and with the expectation that maybe more people would be more willing to buy the product. So one of the big issues with long-term care insurance is people could pay thousands of dollars in premium over a lifetime and never collect any benefits. So that's a drawback, so to speak, to buying long-term care insurance. Another issue is rising premiums because not enough people are buying long-term care insurance. Companies have been, each year clients complain or have seen steady increases in their monthly premiums. So if someone were to buy a long-term care insurance policy, let's say in their 30s or 40s when they're young and healthy, by the time they reach into their 60s or 70s, they might be paying, much more in premium, or have seen, a reduction in their monthly benefit. So these are some of the drawbacks that have prevented people from buying long-term care insurance. But now what we're seeing on the market are new products that help address some of these drawbacks.
Yeah, the challenge has always been, and I've seen that firsthand as well, Margarita, with rate increases and premium hikes that are gargantuan, is that they can't cancel your policy except for not paying your premium, but they can raise the rate, and they basically go to the state of Florida or whatever state you're in. I'm thinking of my state, but they go to the state and they say, we can't make this work. We got to do a rate increase. If we don't, we're done. I mean, and so it's like, okay, well, if you got to raise rates, and a lot of insurance companies, as you know, they originally underpriced either deliberately or out of lack of experience and not fully comprehending how much the claims were going to be. And as a result, I've seen people, firsthand experience 75-80% increase in premium. So the challenge is, as you've already described, is they literally, the insurance company, 10-20 years out, when you need the care, they've got you over a barrel because now you can't, maybe you've got a medical condition, you can't go get long-term care insurance, the cost will be so crazy high, or whatever the reason, and you're kind of stuck. So these alternatives that the insurance companies have come out with are definitely shaking up and providing other alternatives, because the other thing people drives people bonkers is that they pay for something and they never need it. They pray to God that they are in that one third or so that never need long-term care, and at the same time they're like, yeah, but I've spent all this money and I'll never get anything out of it. So some of these other long-term care solutions kind of solve both of those problems.
That's right. Correct.
Yeah. And so it's something that is evolving. And I think that's where people, need to, if they've kind of shied away or dismissed long-term care, it's something that, at least from my perspective, every advisor should be talking to their client about it. And I'm glad you're writing and looking at that and addressing it. People are living longer, and there's more of them living longer. And this, of course, is also going to put a strain on the healthcare system, right? I mean, in terms of nursing homes, home health care, all these different resources that this bubble of baby boomers passes into retirement.
That's right. According to the World Health Organization, an average American can expect to have 20 healthy years after the age of 60. So, unfortunately, many Americans tend to spend down their savings not thinking that they'll live to be among the oldest old. So these are, you know, people who are 85 and older who need the most care.
Well, and it's interesting because it wasn't long ago we celebrated or were acknowledging the impact of the baby boomer on America, and they're reaching 65. And now, in a blink of an eye, they're now hitting 70. So, I mean, here comes what, however, how many of them are there? I've lost track. Is it 70-some million baby boomers or some crazy number like that?
It's something like that. I'm not 100% sure, but yeah. That sounds, yeah.
Yeah, 76 million is a number in my head for some reason, but I know that it's like 10,000 a day are retiring, so it's a lot of people. So this is affecting a lot of parts of the insurance area. Very helpful, Margarita. Any other final thoughts for our listeners about some of these issues and things we've discussed today?
Well, I think that a lot of people put off thinking about, getting older, growing older, but definitely people are living longer, and it's something that they need to think about if they, if they want to lead a full and fulfilling life till the end.
Well, and you're spot on, and I'll add to that, and I know this is part of your sentiment, Margarita, is that, you know, you've got to get this done while you can get it done. You know, you can't wait until the doctor signs a note and says, yep, you're incompetent. Oh, wait, let me go get my long-term care insurance. And by the way, I need to go get those estate plans done. The attorney's drafted them. I got them on my desk. I just need to go read them and sign them. And you can't do it. It's too late. Don't wait until it's too late to act on these things. And don't wait to talk to your family about some of these very important critical conversations so that they know what you want.
That's right. That is, I couldn't agree more.
All right, well.
People need to think about it as soon, as early as possible.
There you have it. Well put, Margarita. Margarita Correa, ladies and gentlemen, Associate Editor of Bank Investment Consultant. Bankinvestmentconsultant.com is the website. And we'll have you back, Margarita. Great insight, great interview. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, and thank you very much for having me on your show.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.